Help me now. Don't go to sleep on me. Come on. Think about good things in your life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Say that verse with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or what? Think according to the power that works in us unto Him. Say it with me. Be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Say it with me. World without end. Amen. Love this verse. You ought to memorize it. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. What's that verse teach? Every good and perfect gift comes from where? Above. Amen. We're talking about blessings. I want to walk you down memory lane. Some blessings. Is that okay if we recount some blessings today? Y'all are all right with that? Say. If I don't focus on the negative, can I focus on the good things today? Amen. They outweigh like crazy. Little project for you. My mama told me this when I'd call her when she was living before she was murdered. I'd call her with some issues and problems. And she would say, all things work together for good to them that love God. And she said, Gary, why don't you take out that yellow legal pad and draw a line right down the middle and put your blessings on the one side and your cursings on the other. Oh, and I've done it before. But that was her answer. And then when she'd start to go there, I go, okay. She knew that's the way to shut my mouth. And I tell you what, when you look at the blessings, it'll just shut your mouth and make you fall on your face. I'll tell you that right now. Amen? Come on. Fellowship Church was established on November 2nd, 2002 with about 60 launch team members. Say it with me. Dedicated to what? Loving people. That's what we were all about. Keep going. 10 years of incredible blessings have followed from God. Biggest blessing, I think, we're experiencing it today. The biggest blessing, I think, on Fellowship Church over all the 10 years is this one. We live in America, and we worship Jesus Christ in a public high school auditorium. Can we praise the Lord for that? Biggest blessing. Biggest blessing. That's bigger than that property. That's bigger than anything that we live here in America, and we worship Jesus Christ freely. And by the way, even when this thing's under construction, my goodness, they made a way for us out there with some kind of tunnel. And somebody was coming in with me, and they said, this is the tunnel of love. It is, isn't it? Somebody meets you at the front, and when you get through the tunnel, somebody up there to love on you, open the door for you, hug your neck. Tunnel of love, baby. Good stuff. We have a committed staff. This is 10 years. We have a committed staff that have stayed with it from the get-go. Did you know that? Did you know I have the same staff? Who does that? You folks that come back from up north, you're not seeing a new pastor's face. Some of you might wish you had. But you're not seeing a new staff. There's stability. Say stability with me. One more time. Say it again. Stability. How many work in a company where it was unstable? You never knew what was going on, who's coming, who's... It's crazy, ain't it? Say. It's a nightmare. Churches do it all the time. I've been here 30 years. Not putting other places down, but I'm going to give God glory, God credit for the staying power of the leaders of this church. I just thank God for them. Roger, how many have got to know? How many knows when you come here on Sunday, you expect Roger to be right there? Don't you? How many have seen for 10 years that's where he's been? Who does that? Kevin Dragon. How many times right back there? You can turn your head around. Who's that man right there? That's Kevin. Kevin served the Lord with me before we ever started Fellowship Church. Thank the Lord. Come on with me. I'm just telling you. There's something about that. It's incredible. Keep looking. Not only a staff, but we have a committed, I call them, say it with me, volunteer what? Staff. Listen. The volunteers that lead around here, they are staff to me, and they're staff to you. But thank God, they do it without getting paid a cent. And they've stayed with it. Many of them were part of the original team, or they've been with us for years, and new ones hook up. And man, they treat this thing just like it is their regular job. Going, they're not late. They get here, they do their job. Is that incredible or what? Thank the Lord for them. Come on. I'm going to get you going. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. We've been enabled to support mission outreach to the lost. to the hungry, to the broken, to the unborn. Part of your money goes every month to help young women who are facing pregnancy and considering getting rid of that child. And we go, please don't do that. Let us help. And there's ministries that set up to do that, and we support that. Hey, to the imprisoned. Amen? It's an honor to support you guys and to help you at the banquet on Thursday night. And to go up and Fellowship Church have two tables paid for. Did you get the check from us? See there? Paid for. So that when we did the banquet the other night and I got up to ask for help from Mama Jordan's ministry, they didn't have to buy their meal. It was already paid for. You understand? That's part of who we've been able to be over the year. Month in and what? Month out. Thank God. Praise God. Keep looking. We've literally seen, say it with me, thousands come to Jesus Christ or recommit their lives to the Lord. We've seen thousands do that. And the next question might be, well, where are they if they've been thousands? It's not my job. Not my job to worry about where everybody is. We live in a transient area. People come in here, people go. Man, you talk about a mission outpost. That's who we are, baby. Amen? How have we seen that happen? Through Sunday services, main thing. Through radio and television outreach. All the time. I'm hearing radio, television things. Listen, through public Bible school clubs. We have two clubs that meet every week on public school campuses. Every single week, volunteers do it. Through high school athletics. We have so many that's involved in our public high school athletics. We got men of God who stand up, who care, who reach out to our young men. It's incredible. Through community outreach events. We're going to do one safe walk. We're going to be in that. We're in the parades. We're different. The Chamber Expo. Years ago, they looked at me like I was a lunatic. You're a church coming in doing this? Yeah, we are. We're part of the community. So move over. Here we go. Amen? Come on. We're part of you. Now they love us. Now they ask to borrow our tables. Now they want to know if we're going to be cooking at the events. Praise God. Amen. Hey, and nothing greater, guys, than your personal witness. There's nothing greater than your personal witness as you share your faith, as you put a sticker on your car, a shirt on, or you're out there in the community. How many have seen a sign at a ball field? Amen. Or you've seen a billboard along the highway or a sign along the road. Amen. That's how we've been able. Everything we've ever needed to operate and outreach this ministry to our community. Say it with me. God has... Read the small print with me. Without what? Isn't that incredible? And we're not late. We're thankful that the billboard company that's a worldly company. Listen, these aren't Christian companies. They get our check on time. We hear it. Our builder said he's never seen. And this is a long time going. He said he's never seen a building where he's building it. And when he brings the invoice in, guess what we do with it? We what? Say it again. We what? You think that would be normal, right? No, it's not normal. Not to pay it right away. It's normal to put it off, to pay a little bit, to not pay it. That's normal. We give God the credit for that. Y'all listening or not? You think God gets glory when you do stuff like that? Amen? Don't just think about that building. Now, we're going to think about it, but don't you see bigger things? Amen? Come on. 10 years of incredible blessings has followed. Listen, we have been enabled by God to maintain a good reputation and testimony in this community and enjoy the favor of so many community leaders. Did you know that or not? God did that. I don't know if you know that. A lot of churches, they don't have the good, people don't think good of them. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? But I'm thankful. I can go anywhere I go. I don't care where it is. I can go anywhere I go and hold my head straight up. How you doing? I can talk to any of them. I was at a Walmart the other night. Yeah, I shop Walmart. Love it. That's expensive for me. If I can't find it used, we go to Walmart. Okay? Listen, I'm at Walmart the other night. I'm down there on the auto road because I like messing with cars and mess. And so I'm down there looking at some cleaning stuff. And one of the community leaders, mover and shakers, one of the most successful business people in our area for years and years and years. I remember years ago when he owned a little small business. Now, he's very, very successful. Even through the hard times, this man maintains success. And we're not friends to know each other like that, but we know each other. And he said, "Hey, preacher." I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He said, I saw your building. He said, I drive by it all the time. He said, it's incredible. It's phenomenal. This fellow, I don't even know if he's a believer in the Lord. Probably not. He said, it's incredible what you're doing there. I said, well, thank you. You know, we're doing it debt-free. He said, no. He said, when do you think you're going to get in it? That's the number one question. I know that's the question. I said, well, you know, we're doing it debt-free. He said, I know. That's just phenomenal. I can't even believe that. I said, well, we'll get in it when we get in it. And we're getting closer, maybe 70% there. I don't know, 75% there. We're getting there. But you know what? He had nothing but good to say. Y'all listen to me or not? Now, it doesn't matter where it is. It can be the chamber. It can be the high school campus. It can be when I go to pray at the county commissioners. I don't go in there like, ooh, I'm bad. And, you know, no, are you kidding me? This is my town. Amen. Say. This is our community. We love, there's nobody that loves this community as much as we do. Flat out, period. Nobody. Amen. They might love it as much, but they don't love it more. Amen. I encourage you to feel that way about this community. Instead of complaining about it. How many ever heard me say 75 heads north? Amen? Come on, let's come down here and love our community, not complain about it. Amen? Say, come on. Any good we do, or any good that's said about us, say that with me. God gets all the... Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's keep walking. The blessings of God on Fellowship Church. Are y'all tired yet? I call this segment right here, the blessings of God on Fellowship Church, becoming a permanent part, mission of the greater Inglewood community. We've made a commitment to become a permanent part of this community. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but the Methodist Church down yonder is about 100 years old. The Baptist Church at the end of Pine Street on the right is about 50 years old, somewhere in that ballpark. Okay? Fellowship Church is trying to become a permanent part of this community. You see what I'm saying? We still run with trailers, guys. We still do the same exact work we did 10 years ago. We still have the same trailer we started with. We upgraded, got another one. We still got the other one. Still use it. We've added another one. We're still mobile. We still do the same thing. You understand? Yes or no? We're still a mobile church, and we're trying to become a what? A permanent what? Yeah, a permanent mission in this community so that when you and I are gone, it's still here. And somebody will stand up, if Jesus tarries 100 years from now, and say, you know that Fellowship Church down? They've been here for 100 years. Wouldn't that be great? It takes work. It takes commitment. But God's in that kind of stuff. God blesses that. I want to show you some of this. What happened? That was a passion we had. In 2004, we purchased 11 acres in the Bullseye Rotunda. I'm going to tell you how that happened. The economy was rolling strong. Do y'all remember the economy back then? Say, some of y'all bought houses back around then. Your house value went to about a third. Well, we bought that land. Listen to me. Got that land when the market was high. The 11 acres was valued at $1.2 million. I had a friend, real estate man, who come and listen to me speak. And he knew of the developer of Rotunda. It's one man that owns basically any vacant land down there that you see, especially commercial. And he set up a meeting. Actually, no, he didn't set up a meeting. He said to me, he said, it's valued at $1.2 million. We could get it for $600,000. That's a good deal. Still a ton of money because I had $25,000. And I said, well, I'd like to meet with him. He said, well, you're not going to meet with him. I'm the real estate guy. The owner you don't meet with, that's what I do. Okay? That's my job. I said, well, I need to set up a meeting. And so he went back with me a little bit on not setting up a meeting. And then he said, okay, we'll see what happens. So he asked the man if he'd meet with me. He's in Dallas. He's in Arizona. He's not here a lot. And so the meeting happened. And I awakened before the meeting in the middle of the night. Just a scripture I'd learned from the book of James. You have not. Say it with me. Because you what? That's what the meeting was all about. I thought if I could meet with him, tell him our passion, that we could get 600 down to 550. That was my goal. 50 grand's a lot. That's double what I had in my hand. You see what I'm saying? So we go to that meeting that morning, and I meet first at the real estate guy's office. And he tells me, we sit down, and he sort of preps me on what's going to happen. We're going to go meet him at his fancy office. And he sits down with me, and he says these words, Gary, you can't bully this man. I'm like, I'm not going to bully nobody. And I looked at him, and I said, if you can't handle it, I'll go by myself and see him. You know? That's what happened. This is the truth. You know it's the truth because I told you this. You that were here know the exact same words are coming out of my mouth now. And I also said to the group that was here with us, if you don't pray for me at this meeting, you have no part. Remember me saying that? Whatever God does, you have no part in because you wouldn't pray. So we had people praying. So I go to the meeting with the real estate guy. We get there. I meet the guy. I tell him how I became a Christian. I said these words, only a crazy man would do what I'm trying to do. Build a new church. 9 out of 10 new churches fail. And it's probably a lot higher than that that never get landed at all. They never get a facility at all. And no new church in this area had been built in 30 years or so. A little small here or there, you might see one pop up, but something that's going to be a substantial, permanent part of this community. It hadn't been done. I told him my testimony. I told him about my drunk mama. He starts crying. He walks over and shuts the French door. Comes back in. And I tell him, I said, I have not because I ask not. And I said, I'm not asking you to do something for nothing because if you do it, I won't appreciate it. I won't appreciate it. He looks at me. We're going to pay $600. I'm thinking $550. He looks at me and says, how many knows the answer to this thing? He says, how does what? $200,000 sound? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Why do I tell you that story? How many had never heard that story? Let me see your hand. That's why I told you the story. Because we can now get to the place where we go, when the healing gonna get done? When the healing gonna get done? You don't know God's blessing. Because you ain't been here. It's my job to help you see that. You understand? I can do this all day, guys. I started crying. The real estate agent started crying. Amen. Let's keep moving quickly. We bought these four tracts of land, and there was a road right in the middle that ran right through the middle down there. You keep going. You go to our property, and you go on the other side, and you'll go by that little GTE phone place down yonder. Find it. It's on a little dirt road. That same road ran through our property. We petitioned the county to give us that roadway. 1.5 acres. Otherwise, we're going to have to develop it, and you walk across the road. And they're going to make us pay for the road, by the way. Okay? So we petitioned them with DMK. I don't know. We might have spent 25 grand to get DMK to put all this petition together for us and work it all out. We go before the zoning board. It's put before the zoning board. The zoning board says no. It's not in the county's best interest because, see, they were greedy back then anyway. I'm just being honest. That was when Murdoch was going. Remember all that, guys? Yes or no? They're in no mood to give anything away. They were actually buying stuff. Y'all remember that happening? So, no. The zoning board said no. So we go before the county commissioners. Me and Alex, and there were some other people sitting, I believe, in that audience. We're on the front row. Comes before the county commissioners. The lady who represents the area we live in said, I'm sorry, Pastor Clark, I like you guys, I've even been to your services, but I got to go with what the zoning board says. It's not in the county's best interest, so I vote that you do not get the land. And I'm like, well, great, that's a great person, I'll tell you that. Come to our church, are you kidding me? And I'm sitting there. And so she makes a motion to the other county commissioners. How many know this story? She makes a motion to the county commissioners that they not give us that land. And not one of the other county commissioners voted with her. Not one! She was hung out to dry, as flat as hung out can get. Are you in the audience, ma'am? I don't dislike you. I'm just glad it worked out for us. Amen. Listen, and then one of the old time commissioners said, you know what? I think Fellowship ought to get that land. And plus, we'd made a couple of points. They thought the road still ran all the way around in a big circle. They didn't even realize they'd already given a bunch of land away to the state. The road's a dead end. They said, we agree. We want to give that to and all five of the other. I think it was five commissioners voted for us and got one abstention. Can we praise the Lord for that? Amen. Come on. That's big stuff, guys. You know, it takes time. I know, I hear that. Yeah, tell me about it. It's been my life. It's great. It's a great life. It's not a bad life. I love recounting. 2005, site work, engineering began. That was virgin land. Nothing that we know of has ever been built there, maybe since the Indians or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We have no idea. 2007, we signed with a firm out of Dallas, Texas, Shanks Engineering and Architecture. They built some of the most beautiful churches, large contemporary churches in the country. And we dreamed big. We want to do big things. We had to go with Southwest Florida Water Management District called Swift Mud to see if there's wetlands. You ever heard of these little boogers? Scrub jays. How about these guys? Gopher turtles. We had nine of those suckers. And you can pick them up yourself and take them somewhere, and they're happy as a lark to live anywhere on the planet. But it's illegal. So it cost us $1,500 plus a lot of red tape and paperwork to get each one of them suckers moved. That's an expensive move for a turtle. What happened? We got approval. You can't build a thing before you get that approval. Is that right, Billy? Contracted right here. If Swift Mud's against you, you're sunk, ain't you, baby? And by the way, everything was paid in full every step of the way. Come on. I'm not going to get down with my message this morning. It's too long. Listen, God gets all the credit. I'm going to be late. I'm sorry, guys. In 2009, we made an agreement with Zirkelbach Construction to build our building. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. We did. By the way, that's after meeting with several. And you talk about trying to be a bully. I did try to be a bully and beat up and do anything I could. And this was when the economy, by the way, had crashed. It had crashed. We've had three concrete contractors that pour concrete that have gone belly up that were actually hired to do our work. They went belly up while being a part of our project. Three. That's a lot. Did you know actual concrete companies that make concrete have gone out of business? They actually make it, gone out of business. That's the climate in which we've been building. In 2009, we purchased offices and facilities and garages so we could be centrally located right in the heart of Inglewood. That's where we are. That's where we plan on staying. We won't have offices out there. We might be out there briefly sometimes, but we want to be right there where people are all the time. We don't have to drive, you know, to get us. We're going to be right here. Amen? We'll have that manned as well. It's going to be good. Paid in full. God gets all the credit. Amen? Y'all listening or not? Blessings today, say. 2009, more land came available. They wanted $750,000 for it. They're building 36 condominiums. It was going to be right where by our picnic tables, where we're going to have the dinner next week. It would have been like a concrete jungle on top of us. All the beautiful oaks would have been most likely removed. I love those oak trees in through there. It's beautiful. Had a man in our church, a different real estate guy. Would you go try to see research at? Found out we could get it for $350,000. Then I went and met with the man, let time guy. I go, we didn't have the funds to do that. I met him at a Perkins at Bonita Beach Road and 41 down towards Naples. $175,000. Wait a minute, we ain't done. Had more calls with him. $135,000. It's a bad economy, guys. This stuff was stinking bad. And he's just giving up all his plans to build. He's spent a ton of money on his condos and everything plans. He's going to, you know, give those up too. Then a real estate lady in our church, she said, I told her about it, and she said, I think I know that guy. Have his mama's house for sale. And he's from Naples. She said, let me have a shot at it. She took a shot at it, $127,500. saved us a little more money, so we bought that land. Amen. Now we have a total of, adding to that, now about 15 acres, and it's all together now. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Come on. Good stuff! I know this might be wearing you out. Come on. 2009. We had over a year, or at least a year, or maybe, I don't want to say 10 months. I don't know. It seemed like a lifetime of meeting with Rotunda Architectural Review Committee. If you really want to bless your enemies, have them go meet. But we did this back and forth. How many remember that? How many remember how frustrating that was? Oh my gosh! I thought they'd welcome us with arms wide open. It's a bad economy. Anything can be built in. You've never built anything down here. Well, finally, we got approval. They did tell us we couldn't build the children's section yet because they didn't believe we could do it. There's people that don't believe we can do it, guys. And what's sad is some of them are in the church. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you don't believe, after all we put on this screen, somehow now you're right, we can't do it. You have zero respect for you. Did you hear what I just said? Look at how good God has been! Are you kidding me? I get upset. In 2009, Charlotte County, I met with them and Alex, and they reduced their impact fees from $110,000 just for us to have the privilege of flushing a toilet from $110,000 to $50,000. It's still $50,000 we shouldn't have to pay. But we agreed, okay, we'll pay the $50,000. At least we saved $60,000. The fire department going to charge us $50,000 for the privilege of having the right to call them. $50,000. I met with the fire chief. I laid out a plan how this is wrong, 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 wrong. You've got 8 fire departments around here. Are you kidding me? And every one of us pay fire tax. It's the worst economy since the Great Depression. He said, I'll take it into consideration. They reviewed. They rolled back all their impact fees that they had put in place when the economy was good. They rolled them back to the time when the economy wasn't good. So every homeowner, every commercial person in this county that builds anything in the Englewood Fire District area saves about 100%. Rolled it back from like $50,000 to about $2,000. Amen? They couldn't do it just for us, so they'd do it for everybody. Isn't that good? Praise God. Well, it shouldn't have been raised in the first place. Y'all listening? Praise God. You need to know this, and I got to quit because I'm going to do this in the second service, but I've got a lot more message here. Oh, you ain't even seen it. In June 2010, we actually received our actual building permit to build Fellowship Church and become a permanent part of this community. In 2010, we got our permit to build this building. How long ago was that, Raj? Oh, what a ride first. I had to put that up there. Wow. Now, God was with us all the way, and I want you to know, and we don't have time to do it, Raj. I don't have the time. I want you to see how far we've come in 28. Can you do it faster? It won't go fast. 28 months. I want you to see how far we've come since we put that permit in. Come pop it up. Let's go. Quick, 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 quick. And everything you see is paid in full. Just look. Just look. Here we go. Click it, Raj. You see that corner right there? When the rain hits, it blows in hard right here. It runs down that wall. And it was eroding that little bit of the corner of our building. So we had to tweak it. We poured a lot of concrete in that corner. It's like a little slab, a splash area when that water runs down. And if we put plants in there and stuff, it would probably wash it down. It would be a mass mulch going other places. So they said you need to put a rock garden or some rocks in there to help that area, or just concrete it all together. Well, guys, that big old stone right there in the middle, that represents Jesus. When the floods come, when the rains pour, when it gets a little rough, he's going to be there. Amen? There's 12 stones around it. in Jordan, in the book of Joshua, when they crossed the Jordan into the promised land, 40 years earlier, they were going to stone Joshua and Caleb for believing they could do it. 40 years later, everybody was dead except Joshua and Caleb. And God said, those stones which were meant to probably knock your head off and crush your skull, He said, I want you to take stones. And I want you to take 12 of them, and you put them as a memorial that I'm a good God, that I bless you, that I keep my word, that you can do anything through me, and you can make it. And so that's what they did. And so we've got 12 stones, larger ones, and in these bags we have smaller stones. And I'm asking you to take one of them with you today and take it home with you. Take that stone home with you. Now listen, if you can't go take it home and you can't bring it back, I'm sorry, you can't take one. No, you're not keeping your stone. Here's what I'll do for you. You can take that stone, and when you come back in January, you can bring your stone back. Got it? You're not keeping our stone. It's for a memorial for the Lord. Well, you can get you some rock otherwhere other than this one. Yeah, well, you got rocks all over. Pick one up on the way. But right here, not this one. You got to bring it back. Say you got to bring it back. You got to bring it what? You're going to come to church with it next week. I got a little bag with a handle on it. Why don't you this week maybe have dinner around it? Put it on the table. Think about how God's blessed you personally, that you live in America. Remember where you came from as a nation. We're a great nation. Okay? Big election coming up. Why don't you just think about it? And bring that stone back with you. At the end of our service next week, we're all going to get up together. And that's a lot bigger than it looks, by the way. We're all going to get up together, and we're going to lay our stone down and say, thank you, Lord, for 10 great years. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me in my life. Thank you, Lord, you're a great God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Here's what you can do, some directions. You can write a scripture verse on the back, one side only. Sharpie, you can write a scripture verse. You are not allowed to put your name on it. We'll go through them. We want God to get all the what? All the credit. Did y'all hear me or not? But you can put a scripture. You can put praise Jesus. Glory to God. You can do whatever. But we're asking you to do that. Amen? We're done. And I had a whole lot more to tell you. Amen? But that's okay. How many felt it, though? You felt the blessing of God today. Can you say amen and praise the Lord with us today? Come on. One last note. Let's stand on our feet. I'm late. I'm so sorry. The parking lot's going to be a wreck out there. Listen, one last thing I've got to say to you. It's my fault to keeping you long. The blessings are so much. If we had borrowed money for what we've done so far, say what we've done so far. What we've done so far. If we would have borrowed money for what we've done so far and got a 30-year loan at a commercial religious rate, which, by the way, is about 8%. I'm going to tell you something. That's what it is, 8 to 10%. It's not your little 3% you're thinking. If we had borrowed money, our payment, listen to me, our payment would be $20,000 a month for 30 years, that's interest only. You put your principal on it, $30,000 a month, just on what we've done so far. $30,000 every month until Pastor Clark is 80. You know what? I like the way we're doing it. And I'm not coming down off the wall, baby. No, sir. I like the way we're doing it. I need your help. I need your help. Man, we're 70% of the way, and we're going to keep building. There is going to be that children's wing. We are going to keep that. It's going to keep moving. But guys, debt-free is the ticket, baby. I'm telling you that right. And God gets all the what? All the, because when we started, we didn't have two nickels to rub together. Isn't that incredible? So anyway, I am encouraged. I am not discouraged whatsoever. Amen? And I hope you are as well. I got to pray and go. Got to come get your rock. We got them right here. We got them out back. But you got to go. Huh? One per family. One per family. If you keep your rock, ooh, we're going to hit you with it. Amen. Come on. Father, thank you for a great day. Oh, God, thank you for this morning. And Father, I pray for anybody here today who doesn't know your son, Jesus. I pray today they would see just out of our congregation how that we love you and the passion that we have for you, Jesus, for dying for us, for loving us, for caring for us. I pray they too would want you as their Savior. Oh, God, bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us as we go. And help us be a blessing to other people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God, church. Come on, come get your rock down here in the back. Amen.